I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 17th. Quincy Public Schools have issued a statement about the deadly shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. In a message on the school's website, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey and Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins said incidents of hate and racism impact everyone with a range of feelings. The message offers resources for parents to talk to their children about how racial hatred and violence are promoted on social media platforms. Mulvey and Perkins also remind parents that guidance staff are always available at schools and that Quincy Public Schools will continue to combat hate, racism, and violence and foster an inclusive community built on a foundation of respect, compassion, and understanding. The Quincy City Council has approved the expansion plans for the Pine Hill Cemetery in West Quincy. Officials voted in favor of the $16.4 million plan last night. The project will add over 13,000 new grave sites and cremation sites on a 7-acre parcel of land. The redevelopment of Wollaston Center is moving forward. City Council last night approved creating a Wollaston Urban Renewal District in order to promote new development. The district allows for new 6-story buildings and a 10-story building at the CVS location on Beale Street. Quincy Councilor at Large Ann Mahoney's father has passed away. Joseph Mulligan died at the age of 94. Visiting hours are Wednesday from 4 to 7 at Sweeney Brothers Home for Funerals on Independence Avenue, with a 10 a.m. Mass Thursday at St. Mary's Church in West Quincy. Burial with full military honors will take place at Pine Hill Cemetery. Local auto dealer Dan Quirk wants to build another car dealership in Braintree. Quirk wants to build a Hyundai dealership next to his Chrysler Jeep dealership on Quincy Avenue. The new dealership would be across the street from his Chevy, Subaru, and used car dealership, and down the street from his Kia dealership. The 4-acre site is now part of the parking lot for the Chrysler dealership. Quirk has 15 dealerships and 1,200 employees. After 40 years in business, the new dealership would cost between $2 and $3 million. The Braintree Planning Board will review the proposal again on June 14th. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 26. NASDAQ dropped 142. The S&P fell 15. Shares advanced in Europe and Asia. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil is up to almost $114 a barrel. Sports, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics in Miami at 8:30. Red Sox beat Houston 6-3. They're back at it at Fenway tonight at 7 o'clock. Forecast today, partly cloudy, breezy, high 76. Tonight, clear, 56 for a low. Sunny tomorrow, high 72. Scattered showers Thursday, highs in the mid-60s. And then partly cloudy, low 80s on Friday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, a busy west wind, high tide right after 1 p.m. Sunrise, 5:20, sets at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 17th.